Some people look for the first crocus as a sign of spring. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe and her friend Allison wait for the shad to start running from the ocean to fresh water to market.
One of us calls the other and simply says, "It's in." Then we pick a date for our annual shad roe dinner. Like salmon, shad are anadromous. They swim from the ocean to rivers to spawn in fresh water. After a long, hard winter, they stuff themselves before the trip and are fat and juicy for the catching. The fish itself is delicious, but so bony, American Indians called it porcupine fish. Boning shad is an art, and for the less skilled, boned fillets are available at some markets. I love the fish, but the real point for me is their eggs, the roe. I came to shad roe late. When I moved to Washington 20 years ago, I found that my college friend Allison had married Larry, a native Washingtonian and shad roe aficionado. Allison warned me that her first reaction to shad roe had been, "It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen." To the uninitiated, it's not a pretty sight. Shad roe comes in sets of two connected sacks of eggs. It varies in color from blonde to deep maroon, depending on the fish and its diet. But if you can get past your initial shock, you learn to love it, and it looks beautiful. My Baltimore-born husband used to go shad fishing with his father, but because they were strictly catch and release, he had never eaten the fish or the roe. Larry initiated us all, and we have never looked back. Our annual shad roe dinner never changes. Shad roe sautéed in butter and oil, then slathered with anchovy butter, lemon dill rice with more butter, and quickly steamed tiny asparagus drizzled with more butter. Yes, butter, real butter. A warning, preparing this meal can be dangerous. When all that butter and all those eggs are cooked over a high heat, the sacks pop and spray, so stand back. But it's definitely worth the risk.
Bonnie Wolfe is a Washington writer. She's working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto. For the shad roe recipe, go to our website, npr.org. And don't forget the butter.